If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Verse 6, says, among whom are ye also called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to preach a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on called and enabled, what God chose to do for you. Amen? Called and enabled, what God chose to do for you. I want to say tonight, we serve a great big God. Amen. Amen. And He comes to us and He speaks to us. In Romans here, Paul says this to the Romans. Now, he was talking to a Gentile people. Amen? They was ungodly and unchurched, a lot of them. But they was coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And Paul says, a servant of Jesus Christ called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Paul said, he said, I was called and I was separated. Amen. Called, I was called to be an apostle. He said, I was called of God. And he said, I was separated and I was separated unto the gospel. Amen. That's old Apostle Paul, great man of God. But he goes on in verse 6, he said, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, hey, not only was I called, he said, there was some others that was called also. I'm glad there was a calling one day came my way. Amen. I wasn't looking for him, but praise God, he came looking for me, and he found me on a Wednesday night, 1976. I moved into my heart, amen. Showed me I was just an old lost sinner in need of a Savior, and saved me by his marvelous grace. And I ain't been the same since. Amen. I ain't always been what I needed to be, praise God, but I ain't ever going, I ain't yet what I'm going to be. Amen. Because Jesus is still working on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So what he says here, said he's called us, and said every believer has been called by God. Amen. And we've called, and he didn't call us by accident, he calls us on purpose. Amen. So he calls us, and when he calls us, when he begins to call us, he begins to enable us, amen. It's what God chooses to do for us. I mean, that's a choice of God to call you out of this world, and when he calls you, he enables you to become a child of God. Amen? He's the enabler. Now, there's a whole lot of enablers in the world. There's a whole lot of folks enable you to do drugs and do alcohol and run the wrong way and do the wrong things. There's a whole lot of enablers. But I want to say God is the ultimate enabler. Amen. He enables us, praise God, because that's what he does. He calls us, and everybody he calls, he enables. I want to give you about four things, five tonight, amen, that God does for those that believe on him and are called. Every believer is called to belong to God. You believe that tonight? Everybody that's called is called to belong to God. In verse 7 here, it says, to all that being wrong, beloved of God, called to be saints. Amen. When God calls us, he calls us to belong to God. Amen. If we ever realize, amen, that he calls us, that he saves us by his marvelous grace, and he calls us unto himself. In other words, he calls us for himself. He calls us out of the world, causes us to be saints. Amen. With the Lord. Praise God. What a blessing that is. And that call is a call. Not only does he call, but the call that comes is a call into hope. See, what's happening in the world, and I'll say it all the time, and I'll say it as long as I'm here, the reason we're in such a mess in America is people don't have hope no more. We need something to give us hope. We're looking for it all over the place, but they're not finding it. The only place we'll find hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that ultimate hope, praise God, because he's hope that's come out of this world. Amen. He's hope not only for now, but for eternity. We can't get a hold of eternity. My mind, your mind, our little finite mind can't get a hold of eternity. We realize that we're just, our life here is like a vapor and it's gone. It's short-lived. And since it's so short here, it's hard for us to grasp eternity. But if we're a child of God and we've been made a promise, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have a blessed hope, amen, that is eternal. I told you before, hope is faith with expectation. Amen. It's faith. The Lord Jesus said, expect until He comes. Expect until we get to be with Him where He is. And boy, what a time we're going to have. But a believer's called to belong to God. A believer's called into this hope. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Now, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of Scripture tonight. Because this is Wednesday night. This is when we do our Bible study. This is when we get a hold of the Lord. This is when we look into what He has for us. And in Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says this. He says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. See, there it is. He said, we're in one body, we're one spirit, even you are called in one hope of your calling. So, hey, listen, we can take hope in our calling. That when God calls us, when God speaks to you, amen, helps you to realize that you're just no sinner in need of a Savior, praise God, and you accept that, you accept the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and you rise up in newness of life, praise God. God calls you, praise God, into your hope. Let me just put it to you this way. We move out of our room of despair, amen. We move out of the room of despair and anguish and anxiety, praise God, and we move into our new room of hope. Amen. It's a staging place for the Lord, for God's people, those saints that He says He's called us to be. But Rex, we're not in the same room we used to be. Amen. Thank God we're moving up into a better room, a better place, praise God, in the Lord. Our position in the Lord has changed. Amen. And He's going to hold us in hope, praise God, until the day of the redeeming of the children of God. Amen. So we move into a different place. Called in one hope of your calling. He said there's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. I want to say praise God, thank God. He says one God and Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all. He said that God, that same God. Now you got to get this. The Lord, He says one Lord, one faith and one baptism. And they said one God and Father of all. Who is above all and through all. He said that same God is in you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. That somebody as big as my God moves into me. He changed me. Amen. He took His place in me. Praise God. Put me in a room. Amen. Praise God. A new room. A new place. A place of hope. Praise God. That's close to Him. Praise the Lord. And He just moved in there with me and took up His abode. Amen. Praise God. The called and the enabled. What God chose to do for you. Praise God. He chose to call you and show you that you belong to God. Believers called not only to belong to God, but He's called to be a child of God. Look in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. In verse 1, the Bible says this. And behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. Now that word sons there literally means children or child. Amen. He's claiming us as one of His. Praise the Lord. The good God of glory is claiming us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. Amen. So we see what's taking place here, and we've been called sons of God. We've been called children, amen, of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. He took us out and he changed us in something. In other words, what He does, He's bringing us into the family. Amen. He takes us out of the world, puts us in that place of hope, and he's accepted. We've been accepted in the family. Amen. Been caught up in the lineage, praise God, of the saints. Praise the Lord. That's what God has done. He's called us and He's able to be partakers in the family of God. And it's through faith in Christ alone. Amen. We've been made children through Christ Jesus. And that's the only way to get in. There's a whole lot of folks today say, well, you know, there's more than one way to get in. There's a lot of ways to get in. There's a lot of ways to get into something, I guess. But I want to say there's only one way to get into family of God. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, that precious blood He shed on the cross of Calvary. Amen. God calls you, praise God, out of your sin. He enables you, praise God, to be a child of the King. Set you, praise God, as one of His children. calls you unto Himself. You belong. If we ever get hold, we belong to God, that we're His little children, amen, we'd start acting right. It'd help us a bunch. Amen, we get a hold of that. Praise the Lord. I'm one of His. I belong to my Heavenly Father. I'm looking for direction from Him. A lot of the world, the world would like to give us a lot of direction. But it's bad counsel. The counsel of the world is bad counsel. Amen. But I want to say God's never given me no bad counsel. Everything in the volume of this book, praise God, I can take her to the bank. It's for my help, amen, and it's for my heart. Amen. It makes every bit of every word of it makes me more like Him. And that's my heart's goal, to be more like my Savior day by day. Amen. So everything, every believer is called a belong to God. Everybody's called a child of God. I want to say number three, every believer is called to accept the work of Christ. Every believer is called to accept the work of Christ. What Christ did on the cross of Calvary, amen, that's how you get in. See, they say there's so many different ways. There's only one way to get in. And that's to accept what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary when He became sin for old sinners like us. Took upon Himself the sins of the world. Became sin. Amen. Took our whippings. All of them that we deserved from God. He took upon Himself. And then after He was beaten to beyond recognition. Amen. He was maimed. He was beat more than any man. He was marred. His vicious, Bible said His vicious was marred more than any man's. Amen. It don't matter. These folks went through car wrecks and been tore all to pieces, but the Bible says that Jesus was tore up worse than any of those. Just a mass of flesh hanging on the cross of Calvary. But that mass of flesh hung up there and shed every drop of blood, praise God, and He done it for me and you. Amen. Every believer's got to accept the work that Jesus done on the cross of Calvary, that He done it on our behalf. He done it for us. Amen. That the sinner might be justified. Amen. That an old sinner could come out of there believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and be just as if they had never sinned. Amen. Glory! Amen. I don't know about you, that stirs in my soul. Amen. I'm no wicked, vile sinner. Hey, I still ain't perfect. I still mess up all the time. But praise God, I've been justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross of Calvary has justified me. Amen. He looks on me, old devil. He brings riling accusations against the saints, brings them before the throne of grace. And when they look on me now, I say, oh, Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I don't know about you. I still do that all the time. Every day I say, Lord, please forgive me. You say, well, preacher, I don't think once you've been saved, you have to repent no more. Praise God, you may not, but I ain't going to repent no less. Amen. When I was no lost man, I didn't realize I needed to repent. But praise God, I need to repent every day. Because I want a right relationship with my Father. Man, I'm His, praise God, and He's mine. I'm His little child, praise God, and I don't want to do nothing to upset my Heavenly Father. Amen. I want to be in good graces. It might be one of you called me one day, in the wee hours of the morning or something, say, preacher, I got a situation. Would you please pray? I don't want to have to go and try to get reconnected. Amen. So I can intervene for you and your loved one. Praise God. I want to have Him on the line. Amen. Praise God. I want to be saying, Lord God, help. Amen. You know, He's inclined His ear and that He hears me. Praise the Lord. Amen. We accept what He's done on our behalf. Bless His holy name. Look over in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, what God has done for us. Romans 8 and 28. And the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, glory be to God, them He also glorified. Hey, it's what God chose to do for you. When we look at the Word, we look at the book, we see and hear what God's chose for me and you. He didn't only look down on David Hall and call David Hall. Amen. But He enables David Hall, praise God, to be one of His little children. You know, it took God to get you to look up. Amen. It took God, praise God. It took the power of a holy, righteous, and a loving God to get you to look up past yourself and see Him. Amen. See your old self. See Him as a holy, righteous God and you an old, weak sinner. Amen. Praise God. And He predestinated everyone. Some folks say, well, preacher, He predestinates some to go to heaven and some to go to hell. That ain't even what the Bible's talking about. He's predestined us, praise God, to be like God, to be in His image, amen, to accept Him when He calls, to receive what He's got for us as He's trying to enable after He's called us. Amen. Amen. To direct us in the way we need to go so we've got the power of God on our side. Amen. So we don't get dissuaded on a trip, on a journey. A lot of folks is falling away on a journey. Praise God, I don't want to fall away on the journey. I want to stay steadfast in the Lord. Amen. As you say, He called us. Those that He's called, He's justified. Amen. He's called them, praise God, predestinate them to have the good things of God. And to go in the direction, praise God, He's got for us to go. Bless His holy name. He goes on talking about that in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Bible says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. I just have a little bit of power of God, a lot of power, amen, at love, at charity and action, and a sound mind. That's just common sense. That's self-control. That's what God gives you. See, when He calls you, He enables you, amen, to have a little bit of self-control. Amen. I won't say that we live in a whole world, praise God, when they blame everything else on somebody else. Nobody take responsibility for themselves. Say, well, you know, the reason I went out and killed all them people is because I had a bad teacher in kindergarten. Ain't that the way it is? That no one reason you kill is because you're just wicked in your heart. Amen. Need the Lord. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, for of Him this nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. But now watch verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling. Amen. When God calls you and God begins speaking, praise God. Hey, that's not from around here. The calling of God is from the throne of grace. Amen. He's calling out from heaven and the portals of glory and say, hello, it's me. Amen. Only a loving God could do that to an old vile and wicked sinner. Amen. Most folks in this world, I'll just be honest, could care less about any of us. Amen. They think about me. But God thinks about me too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling and according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. So He called us and He enables us, praise God. God chooses to do that for us that we need to have done. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, why is it so hard? But you know why it's so hard? Because we choose not to listen to God a whole lot of times. Amen. When we start listening to Him, praise God, and putting our priority, our focus on Him, praise God, things start getting easier. Things will start getting just a little bit better, praise God, when we start living our lives, praise God, for Him. Realize that we're old sinners justified by faith, praise God. Amen. Our lives lived with gratitude. We're to have gratitude, praise God, for what He's done, for what He's doing for us. The lives that we live, praise God, ought to be a whole life of gratitude. Because we're not having to go to hell. We've been saved by His marvelous grace. Praise God. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Bible says that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, Because when you receive the Word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Amen? Praise God. So he says, you know what happened? He said, when God began to move upon you and you walk worthy of the calling in which you've been called, when you accept, praise God, that calling was from God and to godliness and God-wordness. And he said, we start getting in line with Him. Praise God. We start realizing that it's that effectual working of God, that effective working, that effective enabling of God that enables us to go in the right direction. No matter what the adversary does, no matter what the adversary says, praise God, we stay focused. Amen. Praise God, and we get better and better every day. Amen. Glory to God, looking for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. When we'll see Him as He is. Amen. We see Him through a glass darkly, but then one day, face to face, we'll see our Lord. I don't know about you, I'm going to see Him as a saint of God, as a child of God, as a son of God. Amen. Because you know what an alternative is? To see Him as an old wicked, undone sinner at the great white throne judgment. When we'll stand and He'll look through the books and another book and the book of life and He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. God help us. Amen. But there's a God that's a calling. There's a God that's enabling. There's a God that's there to help us. Amen. There's God that chose you, praise God. And He wants to do things for you. Boy, if we ever get a hold of that. I tell you, I got to thinking on this stuff and look at these verses this week. Boy, I tell you, God help me. Amen. He don't call me into this, praise God, to play. He called me into this to help my heart. Praise God. Get us ready for a better place. Glory to God, one day in a little while, we're going to go out of here to see the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. What a time that's going to be when we see Jesus. Bless His holy name. Amen. He called us. We have to accept that work that He done on the cross of Calvary. Once we accept, that's the hardest part, just accepting what He did. Amen. When we realize that Jesus died for me, an old sinner, an old hell-deserving sinner. Praise God, it gets easier from there on. Amen, praise God. God begins to move in it. Amen. Not only is every believer called to accept the work of Christ, but every believer is called to become like Christ. Amen. Every believer is called to become like Christ. Now, I want to give you about four things here, what that involves. That involves some things. It takes some work to be like Christ. Amen. It involves, number one, a change of character. Amen. To be like Christ, become like Christ, it takes a change of character. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. He said, that old life, amen, he said, it just fades away, it vanishes. And that new life becomes new. That new man, that new character, it becomes new. Or it's to be, that means to be becoming. That's that sanctifying power of God as He begins to set you aside and begins to show you and teach you and instruct you. You know what a wise child of God is? A wise child of God, that's almost a mouthful. A wise child of God is one that's willing to hear instruction. Amen. You know, a wise child in your home, you children, you young people, a wise child is one that's willing to hear instruction. Amen. That's willing to listen to mom and daddy, listen to adults and teachers. Amen. And take it in. Amen. So that you can because so you can see it, so that you can know the truth. He says, all things are of God, verse 18, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and who hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. See, this is what God chose to do for you when He chose you. Amen. He chose you into a ministry of reconciliation, being reconciled unto God. What a God we serve. So every believer, amen, is called to become like Jesus Christ. And number one is that change of character. Amen. Number two, it's a resisting, involves resisting temptation. Amen. We need to be temptation resistors. Praise God. In other words, we learn to not, the main thing is to learn not to turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you hearing me? The biggest temptation that we have, brother, is turning away from the Lord. It amazes me. It blows my mind. We got people in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches, and when something comes up, the first thing they do is run away from God and God's house and God's people. It don't make sense. When God has all the answers, He has the help for us. We've got to learn to run to God. Amen. The first thing we need to do, because there's too many that's running away from the Lord. We got to learn to run to Him. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, in verse 6. Paul said this to the Galatians. He said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He said, it's amazing to me, Paul said, it's amazing to me how quickly you would remove yourself from the gospel. Amen. How quickly you can be persuaded to turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's a lot of folks that claim to be children of God, claim to be born again believers, and amen, first thing they do is turn away from God. Amen. If we're truly born again, we ought to run to Him and just like a little child to his daddy. Amen. Jump up in his lap, get as close as we can, and say, help! Amen. Praise the Lord. That'd make a difference. Praise God, He gets you out of the hands of the devil, gets you away from the enemy. Man, gets you in a place of safety and security where you can have help, praise God. He's nothing like the help of the Lord. Flee to the hills of the Lord, praise God. Which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Bless His holy name. Gives us that we need, praise God. Amen. So it involves resisting temptation. Not only does it involve resisting temptation, but it involves fleeing evil and pursuing good. Amen. It means maintaining a faithfulness to the Lord. See, that's where we're slack. That's where we mess up. The devil is abrasive and he messes with our faithfulness. You get to thinking, if God really loved me, why am I going through this? Amen. Well, if God really does love you, then why not you? Amen. We're all part of those sin-cursed world, praise God. And we're all apt to be tempted by the devil. Amen. But we got a great and a mighty God that's there to help us if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise God. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. He talks about that. Timothy talks about that maintaining. He said fleeing from evil and pursuing good. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 9. He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. That's greed, you know. Amen. Greed is a big thing. Amen. He said, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Amen. He said, but he goes on and he says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Amen. He said, in the right spirit, just stay close to God. Amen. In faith, believe, amen, that the better part is right there with God. Amen. He said, flee evil. Amen. He said, resist evil. He said, run to the good. Maintain your faith. Praise God. Hey, what was it when Job was there? He was sitting. Job had done lost his kids. He had lost all of his livestock. He had lost everything. And had just been destroyed just overnight. Amen. Got sore boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And he was sitting in ashes and sackcloth and ashes, and he took a part of a broken pot and was trying to scrape those sores to get some relief. And old Mrs. Job, she comes along and she says, "Why dost thou maintain thine integrity? Why don't you curse God and die?" You know what she was saying, Brother Andrew? She said, how do you still have your faith? Where's this faith? Where's the God of your faith? Oh, Job, I don't even believe Brother Jeff even looked up. He just kept a scraping, trying to get the relief he could get from himself, just waiting on God. And he says, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women." He said, "You don't even know what you're talking about." And he just kept a scraping. He just kept a scraping. And he just kept a waiting on God. Amen. And guess what? It wasn't long before some of his friends showed up. Amen. They was just as vile as she was, just as discouraging, praise God. But Job maintained his integrity. He stayed with God. Amen. And the Bible says at the end, Job got everything back tenfold. Praise God. God blessed him. God just poured out blessings on him. Just overflowed him with the blessings of God. Amen. Praise God. It just pays to stay with God. Don't flee unless you're going to flee from evil. If you're going to flee, flee to the Lord. Maintain your integrity. Maintain your faith. I want to say something right here. We better figure out where our faith is, because there's a storm a-coming. There's a storm a-coming on the horizon, and if we ain't ready, if we ain't rooted, if we don't know in whom we believe, if we're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God and know who we believe, amen, that storm's going to carry us away. Amen. It is. The world today wants to take away this blessed old King James Bible. They've been for over 20 years pushing another form, another word, another version. Amen. That's so corrupt and so vile that it allows the whole wickedness of the world to come in. They won't even call a sodomite a sodomite. Amen. They won't call a drunkard a drunkard because they don't want to offend nobody. It's coming in on us. It's pushing its way in. But I want to say there is a God. Amen. Praise God. We have to maintain our integrity. We have to maintain our faith. To flee from evil. Run from it. Amen. Run to the Lord. Run into His arms. Praise God. Amen. So the believer's called, amen, to become like Christ. It involves fleeing. Amen. Fleeing from evil. Pursuing good. Maintaining our integrity. Maintaining our faith. But last of all, I'm going to close. I'm going to give you a couple more right quickly. But it involves God's call and God's enabling. Amen. It involves God's call and God's Him equipping us, amen, for what we need to do, for the good work that He'd have us to do. Praise. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Amen. He said, check yourself out. Make sure, that's what I was saying, make sure what you got. Make sure the devil ain't slipped you a counterfeit. Amen. Make sure you've got the real thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "For it is God which worketh in you," verse 13, "both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Amen. That's why we're saying He called you and He's enabled you. He's chosen you. He's chosen, praise God, to do for you that needs to be done. Amen. He's called you and He's enabling you, praise the Lord. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." See, we think, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. No, we just need to be a child of God. We got to be born again first. And then God does the rest. He makes us, makes us a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then we begin to perform those things, praise God, that God puts in our hearts. He enables us to be more like Him. Day by day, minute by minute, praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. He empowers us. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Watch what he says. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things. Now, I told you before, all still means all. Amen? All things that pertain unto life and godliness. So God's divine power, we've been empowered by His power, and He's given us all things that we need to be Christ-like. Amen? Give us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and the patience godliness. These are all gifts of God. Amen. And the godliness, brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if we do these things, ye shall never fall. He said, diligence. He said, put some effort into it. Amen. Verse 11, he says, For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you saying in closing? I'm saying this. God has called you. He's enabled you. And one day in a little while, praise God, He's promised that He will receive you up where He is. Amen. Amen. It can't get no better than that. There's nothing in this world can give you that kind of help. There's nothing in the world that can give you that hope. Our hope is in the Lord. Praise God. He calls you. He's enabled you because God chooses because that's what God chooses to do for you. Amen. He calls you. He enables you. And one day in just a little while, He's going to receive us up to glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day, hey, listen, it may not be by the grave. We may go out of here in the rapture. This thing is getting so close, there's nothing else has to be done. You say, well, preacher, they said it's going to be wax work. Have you looked around and that thing, everything happened in diverse places, different from the four. It's happening. There are wars and rumors of war. They don't want you to know it, but we've already sent troops back into Iraq. We're getting ready to have to send troops into Syria. Russia's over there supposed to be taking care of ISIS, and they're bombing those Syrians over there that's against their president, who's a wicked man, who's done gas part of his people. We're right at the end of this thing. It waxed worse and worse. Talked to a fellow today, and he says, I can't believe, he said, if we're not right in this worst part, he said, I don't know what it is. I said, yeah, I said, we're easing up right at the edge of the worst and worst, and I think we're at the end of the worst. Amen? And then the Lord's going to come out with shout, a trump and a shout, praise God, and come, said, come up hither. He said, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Amen? And those that love the Lord are seeking His appearance, amen, are looking unto glory, amen, praise God, we're going out of here. Dead in Christ will rise first, and then those that are alive and remain will be caught up, harpazo, to be snatched away, to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.